Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys are having a nice dinner and nice conversation. Obviously, one of the reasons we get together for a convention is so we can sit and converse, right? Like you've been doing. But I would like, it's time now for you can continue to eat, but we would appreciate your attention to our member and our keynote speaker for tonight, Ms. Deborah Hill.
Man, amen, amen, ACBV, hey! This has been a great convention. I am so excited to be here. And first and foremost, I just am so grateful to God for bringing us all together. This has been wonderful. And I thank the ACBVA community for entrusting me with your keynote address. And so my goal today is to tell my personal testimony of what God has done for me as I face the challenge of losing my sight. And here I am standing before you today. And I know I don't believe that there's anything as circumstance. I think we're all together to get a message from God tonight. And so while you're eating your food, I hope that you also get food for your soul. So as I sing to the choir, because I know the things that I talk about also you can relate to. And my goals are threefold. First, I'm just going to talk about the goodness of God all the way through. And then just be thankful for what Jesus, the great shepherd, has done for me. As it says in Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And the third thing I'm celebrating is just how blessed we are. And so at the end, I am going to have you sing with me. And I want at the end, when I sing this last song, celebrate. I want you all to celebrate with me, sing, dance, clap your hands. All right? Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to get started. Hold me, April. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Each song that I sing tonight, I wrote. And it really was due to just everything that was happening in my life. Back about 10 years ago, I was having a wonderful life. I was working on my dissertation on my way to George Washington University, traveling up and down I-95. I had a wonderful job. Yeah. I was director of public relations for Richmond Eye and Ear Hospital. You know, I have a husband, two beautiful children. Life was good until I began to lose my sight. And for a while, I was really afraid to deal with it. I was living in denial. Has anyone ever done that? I was just living in denial. And I was driving when I shouldn't have been driving. I was taking risks and chances. And I was afraid. I was afraid of what to do. I didn't have anybody to talk to. And I finally revealed to my husband that I needed help with my eyesight. So I began to see doctors. But every day I would sing to the Lord. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. Lord, you supply all my needs with me wherever I go. Thank you, Lord, for this day, for your power, awesome ways. Your thoughts are greater, much higher than mine. I bless release my hand in thine. I place my hand in thine. Amen. 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 So I went and had treatment after treatment. It was because of diabetic retinopathy that I began to lose my sight. And after 7 procedures, I completely lost my sight. So I was in a world of darkness. I couldn't believe what was happening to me. I began to feel isolated. I stopped my dissertation. I just kind of went home and closed the door and thought the world just went away. So one day I was lost in my living room because I couldn't find my way from my living room to my kitchen. Have you ever been there? And I'm just like fretting. And I heard a voice say so plainly to me, "You look so funny right now." You know, we're talking about laughing, right? So it caught me off guard. And then I realized, you know, I said, "Yeah, you know, it looks funny. I look funny. But God, it's really not funny. It's really not funny." And then I heard a voice plain as day. And this voice said to me, and I believe it was the Holy Spirit, said to me, "The things, people, and places that you can no longer see have not disappeared. They are still there. You just have to learn how to interact with them differently in this world." And that turned things around for me. Thank you, Jesus. That was a message that I needed to hear. And so I after that experience, I wrote one of my favorite songs. It's actually my favorite song that I wrote. And it came out of Psalms 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." And the song is called "Light My Way." I am walking through this valley, darkness, shadows overwhelm me, gone astray, can't find my way back to you. Oh, good shepherd, come restore me to the right path, comfort, guide me, shine your light, then through your eyes I will see. Light my way in the dark, light my way through the shadows, calm my trembling heart till there. Sing this with me. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Yes, this little of mine. Yes, I hear you. Yes. Oh, yes, I hear you. You're shining. Yes. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Woo! Amen. Amen. Woo! Wasn't that fun? All right. So, I was on the right track now. But, you know, the great thing that happened after that revelation was I began to learn about different resources that I didn't know anything about. I learned about the Virginia Department for the Blind and Visually Impaired. I learned about Virginia Voice. I learned about MED-RVA. And then one day, a wonderful woman named Tina Eggy told me about ACBVA. And I became a member of ACBA, and here I am today, a member of the board. Can you believe that? Wow. What a great organization. Aren't you happy to be a member? I'm proudly wearing my t-shirt. I know you guys are too. All right. So, once God began to give me those people and places and things again that I could interact with in this world, I said, oh, there's this scripture that says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So I had to write a song, right? All right. Give me a moment. Let me take a sip of water. All right. You ready? Y'all ready for this one?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Through Christ, which strengthens me. I need some water after that. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. All right. Okay. Now, my story continues. You know, I had ups and downs. I was having panic attacks. You know, I was feeling good and doing good things. I actually have an album called Daily Reverence. All of these songs are on that album. So if you hear some songs that you love, my music is all over the internet, wherever music is sold. Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere. So just type Deborah Hill, Daily Reverence. It's on YouTube and everywhere. So you don't have to worry about finding these songs. You can find them online. All right? Okay. Now, I began to just think about how far God had brought me through and all that he had done for me. And a scripture that kept coming to me was, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, for those who are called according to his purpose. And even though I have lost my sight, all things work together for my good. It is called Pieces. You got it. All right. Right on time. All right. See how things work together?
Yeah.
Amen.
Put them
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
What's your next one?
It's celebrate my birthday. Now, this is my final song, and I told you guys it is called Celebrate. Celebrate. So, you gotta get ready. I gotta do a little explaining, right? This song fools you because it starts out real slow and sweet, little jazzy, you know, slow and sweet. And then it pumps up. And so when it starts pumping up, that's when I want to hear you guys pump up. You're going to pump it up, right? All right. First of all, it's called Celebrate My Birthday. And the reason it's Celebrate My Birthday, there's a lady in here that I met through ACBBA who inspired this song. Her name is Carolyn Johnson. Carolyn has become such a wonderful, sweet, dear friend to me, and she has been such an asset to ACBBA, and she inspired this song, and I produced this song maybe 2 years ago, is that right, Carolyn? 2 years ago for your birthday. So I thank you for being such an inspiration, Carolyn. And see, I'm embarrassing her. I like it. So, is there anyone in here who doesn't have a birthday? Raise your hand. Now, if you raise your hand, I'm scared of you. I'm real scared. It's Halloween. You kind of spooky. All right. You ready? Here we go.
Our God is great. 39,
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The encore is going to be me sitting there enjoying other people singing karaoke. All right. Thank you so much. So grateful. Thank you. I need to hand them.
All right, let's hear another round of applause for Deborah Hill. All right, we're so glad to have her as a member of our board, and really appreciate hearing a new side of her. So that's great.